It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A new study finds that vitamins are basically useless.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Well, I hope you guys are ready for the new 6 a.m. newscast.
Say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
You guys ready for the new 6 a.m. newscast?
Yeah, I was ready to go. I was fired up. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Kevin does news. There's two buttons, and they are directly adjacent to each other. And if you touch the line in between them, apparently it does that instead of this.
Hey, how you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Do you think anybody thought, did we spring forward last night?
Oh, man. And I did.
they're like, wait, what just happened? Wait, is it 7 o'clock? My clock says 6. I thought it automatically adjusted. My phone still says 6. I don't understand.
Well, it was 1-2 where you committed to it.
Yeah, I just let it go.
You didn't just shut it off after a second.
No.
You were like, nah, I'm going to play the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it sounded good.
I just went like this. Huh. I was like, I just stared at it. Well, that seems to be running on its own, doesn't it? Well, welcome everybody. It is September 18th, 2024. You know what I think it is? It happened yesterday. I was just walking around, just walking along, and I was like, ooh, something that was like a tickle on my neck. Like right on my Adam's apple, right
there, Steve. Right there. You see it right there?
Yeah, I see your Adam's apple.
Yeah, yeah. And so I went like, you know, to whatever was on there to brush it off, and it was apparently a yellow jacket, and it just stung me right in the Adam's apple.
Oh.
Man. Is that a bee sting in your neck?
So what'd you do?
Nothing. I just smashed him. That's what he got. That's what he deserved. And then, but you know, you're like, I think that's what it's made me make bad decisions. Like I missed the button. Obviously, that was an error in judgment or just talent. So who knows what's going to happen today? Probably bee sting. I would imagine it was the bee sting. Can you just blame the bee sting?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think so.
I'm good with it.
All right. whatever it takes. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
I was so mad at all those yellow jackets and bees the other day because I had decided to go outside just for a little bit. I hadn't been outside, and I thought, I need some air.
Right.
I'm just going to sit out here on my patio and enjoy what was it that I had. I haven't been able to eat much of anything, and I don't even remember. It was something very basic that I was eating. And these stupid flies.
Oh, man.
And, you know, yellow jackets, bees, whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Every single one of them wanted a piece of the action.
Right.
And at one point, it was like, okay, shoo, go away, whatever. I tried to just kind of ignore them, think like that'll make it better. But they just didn't stop. Just more and more. They kept telling a buddy. And I'm like, it's chicken and rice.
Yeah.
It's not even that good.
Right. And they were telling their bee buddy?
I guess. Yeah. They were just like getting all their buddies over there. And before you know it, I stopped. And I was like, if I could get a picture of this right now with all of them in the frame. There were 13 of them.
Wow.
Around my plate.
It's a baker's dozen, Steve.
So I finally just said, hey, thanks for ruining this. Yeah. And I went inside.
It's another reason. You all right, Steve?
No.
It's another reason to not eat outdoors. I'm a big anti-outdoor eater guy. Don't like it.
It's a risky game to play, really, isn't it?
I mean, it's just...
It is. Yeah.
Just unnecessary. Because people will always say the same thing. Yeah, but it's so nice out. Well, eat and then go outside, though. Like you could be outside up until dinner time, and then you could be, if you're camping, obviously that's a little different. I mean, I feel like that's just part of what you buy into.
And this is where I picture it, Jay. Like we go to my brother's lake place, and you know, inside first of all, just doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel lake-like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though it's got a great view and a whole deal, you're just like, nah, you need to be on the deck outside.
Yeah, that's
eating.
Good. Yeah.
But yeah, it can be annoying. The bugs, they don't care.
No, they want to eat too. Yeah. Well, so it was maybe one of the most interesting starts to the show, and we're going to blame all the bee stings and the bugs. Steve, you want to blame anything?
Playing cards.
Huh?
You have playing cards in there that you're going to blame?
Yeah.
First thing you saw, you just looked up and there was playing cards, so you just blame them?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
why
how
do
I
you have playing
roll.
Cards?
What's that?
Why do you have playing cards?
I don't know, but you want to hear something funny?
They've been in there forever, I think.
You know what it says on the front of it?
What?
What?
B. I'm all serious.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. They are B playing cards. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
Yeah, I see that, Steve.
And there's a B on it. This is weird.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What age do you consider yourself to be a full adult? You're like, okay, this is it. I'm in adulthood now.
Kevin James.
Work in progress.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Chance at Thomas Rhett tickets in 30 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Howdy. Man, oh man, sometimes... A shower. I just need a shower to last forever sometimes.
So much so that it floods your bathroom again?
No. Not that again.
Oh, okay.
We don't need that
again. Don't want that part of it. Okay, I got
you. No, but what we do want is just the ability to stand in there forever. not even stand. Towards the end, I just want to sit on the bench.
You just want a chair, yeah.
And let the water run over my head like I'm in some sort of... A waterfall on The Bachelor.
Very specific.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Where it's just like the water's running over you and you're just like, oh, it's cleansing my soul.
I always think that whenever you see the water-related anything on any of these TV shows, I always think the same thing. I'm like, I wonder if that water's actually warm or if they're freezing between takes, you know, where they're like, okay, cut, and then you're like, people run in with towels, and they're like,
yeah, that's...
Or if it's actually literally like a bath, because I feel like they're in there a long time.
Mm-hmm. It is an interesting question. I'm not sure how it works.
No, I don't know if the Golden Bachelorette that's going to start tonight is going to have any waterfall scenes or not, but, you know...
Lots
Maybe.
Of hot tubs.
Yeah. Hot tubs with
tubs. Lots of hot tubs. Yeah, you're probably right about that, Steve.
Yeah, I hope so.
Sauna. I feel like old people love saunas.
Yeah, that might be more, yeah.
Just go and sit in there naked together and talk.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, it is. It is a strange concept.
By the way, can I give a big old...
Oh, wow.
...to the airlines?
I mean, you haven't flown lately, have you?
No, I haven't.
Just in general. Okay, what do you got?
And it's not even about me, Jay.
Okay.
It's about my mother, and it makes me even more mad because
fair.
It's my mom,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's
like,
fair.
Her and Bambi are off to a little adventure
that
we will check in with them here this week.
Good.
They are off to a place called Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, they're going back to Tennessee.
Yeah, then they will be going to Dollywood.
Nice. Oh, very cool. Good.
Yeah. And so they were supposed to get to Nashville yesterday at like 4:00.
Okay.
And then luckily pretty early in the day, they were told their flight was greatly delayed.
Flight from here or they were halfway?
They were in Seattle. Bambi lives in Yakima. They went there.
Okay.
They took a shuttle from Yakima to Seattle, which
I
did
goodness.
Not know was
I didn't
thing,
know what the
but
heck?
they did.
All right. Uh-huh. Okay.
And yeah.
Wow.
So they were from Seattle, and apparently it got all delayed.
Mm.
And the last I heard from her that they were supposed to arrive in Knoxville now at like 11:50 p.m.
Oh, fine.
I'm like, oh, mom, that's a long day.
Yeah.
But she just texted and said, we arrived at 2 a.m. to our hotel.
Oh.
Got a little nap. I guess we'll start our adventures today.
Oh, my gosh. You know, they're troopers, though. I will say
they
those,
are.
Too. Like,
goodness.
A lot of people, well, you know, would get in at 2 a.m. and just say the heck with it. I'm just going to sleep till whatever. But
a little tired and whatever. I know they're, I don't know how busy their first day was, but
well, you know
they do
them.
Have, They do have the train thing coming up. That's what they were really looking forward to. You ride some sort of train through the Smoky Mountains.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
That's neat.
Listening to Ronnie Millsap songs?
Yeah, I don't know much about Dollywood, but I guess we might find out.
Well, I can't wait to hear the next episode of the Karen and Bambi show.
I know.
They're fun. They have a good time. And they do. That's cool that they do all that stuff together.
It is. And, you know, you don't know how long it lasts, right? You don't know how long before. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean like.
I'm sure you meant it in a great way.
But like it's happened with some of their friends where they're like, she can't go this time because her leg hurts or this. You know what I mean? There's been limitations. And so I think they're trying to go as much as they can. Well, health is good. And let's just go for it.
Yeah.
And they do have an agreement that they will push each other in a wheelchair if one of them needs it off and on.
Well, that's good.
It's like our agreement.
It is.
We have
You get to push me.
Oh, Steve. I was unfamiliar with that agreement. I was like, oh my gosh. Is that your agreement, Steve?
Yeah, I agreed to push Kevin if he needed it.
I would love this so much.
You would love the rain. You would love the song. You would love the train ride.
I would love a train ride listening to Ronnie Millsap.
Oh,
he has one of my absolute favorite voices in country music.
Yeah, that would be great. Very nostalgic. I mean, the whole train thing lends itself to nostalgia anyway, and then you got all that going on. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's book a trip. The three of us? Who's in? Thumbs up, Steve?
Going to Dollywood?
Yeah. I'd go to Dollywood with you too.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Weird. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
What's up, buddy? Oh, yeah. Good morning. Well, I met a new neighbor yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So it was kind of an interesting thing.
Boy, girl, what do you got?
A guy.
Okay.
And what happened was.
Kevin made a groan when you said that.
Did he really?
What? He did.
Why? Well, I was hoping.
You said a guy, he goes, He seemed less enthused.
Well, he was very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Well, here's what happened. Kind of interesting. I don't think I screwed this up either.
Wow, one in a row for you.
Yeah,
good
I know.
Job, bud.
This is great.
Let me mark it on the calendar real quick.
It was a short conversation, so maybe I just didn't have enough time.
Okay.
What happened was I saw as I was pulling into my little parking lot, someone was in their vehicle just sort of getting out of their car. And I pulled in and, you know, whatever. I opened my door. I start walking towards my apartment. All of a sudden I hear, Steve?
Oh.
Producer Steve?
No way.
And I was like, what is going on here? And so, of course, when you hear your name, you
look
around.
Most people.
Most
people will actually acknowledge it. It's weird that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
And
Producer Steve, he sprints to his door, Kevin. He's like, no, no contact with the outside world. No, don't talk to me. Oh, my God. No. Where's my key? Get it in the door. Can't get the key in the door. Can't get the key in the door. Can't get the key. Can't get the key. Oh, my God. Can't get the key. Can't get the key. Can't get the key. Somebody knows me.
Why? Why do you do these things? You know,
tell us how it went instead, Steve.
You know what's interesting? He says, they make fun of you a lot, huh?
What?
And I go,
untrue.
No.
We make fun with you.
Oh, that's what it is. That's
Thank
what
you,
it is.
Kevin.
Like Play-Doh.
Like Play-Doh.
We make fun with you. Like
Play-Doh. Yeah, we make fun with you. I never make fun of Play-Doh, but I have a lot of fun with Play-Doh.
Yeah, silly putty, Play-Doh, all the things.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be compared to Play-Doh.
Well, it's done now.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
So what did you say to this man? I mean, he just said, you're Producer Steve. They make fun of you a lot.
Yeah.
And then what?
He told me that he recently moved back he was like in the military. I said, oh, thank you for your service.
Oh, wow.
That whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, yeah, I listen all the time, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, you kind of have like a recognizable face and voice and all that stuff.
True.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then he said, But I thought I saw you like the other day, but I wasn't 100% sure. And then I realized that it definitely was you because you're driving a Toyota Corolla.
I go, yes. All the things. You know what? It all aligned.
Yeah.
We give out just enough details that you were stalkable.
Yeah. Well, no, right. And you know what's funny? He goes, I'm not stalking you or anything, but I've heard it said. And I was like, yeah, we do talk about it quite a
He's
bit.
He's just paid attention.
Yeah, no. So it's appreciated. And so shout out Kenny.
Kenny. Okay, nice.
Kenny.
All right.
Not nice Alabama you. Kenny.
No, I think that's different, Kevin. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Also,
very, very nice guy. So
when you said you wanted to be compared to Plato, were you talking about the fun little toy that children play with or the Greek philosopher?
Ooh, that's a good question.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And Brooks and Dunn has announced a reboot number 2. I don't know if you saw this. They have a lot of collaborations.
Kevin James.
Kevin, I think the one you're going to be most interested in.
Yes.
Believe. The song Believe with.
Cher.
That was a good joke,
Thank
Steve.
You.
It really was.
That was great.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, hey, was that the voice changer? Kevin, I've got the voice changer in here. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, that wonderful tool.
Yeah, the thing that's like, you know, $5.
Plastic.
$5 and worth about half that.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Hello, Kevin. Hello.
It's so bad because you can hear your voice. Oh, yeah, talk quieter.
Wait, what about now, Kevin? Can you tell who this is?
I can't. Who is that?
What a great... Man, this guy's like a ventriloquist over here, this guy.
No one will ever know.
15 minutes away from some Thomas Red tickets.
I'm glad we didn't buy that.
Oh my gosh. It's like, what the heck? It's literally was probably $5 and it's worth about $1. But anyway, it was nice of the engineers to actually spend some time to fix it. Let's see. Let's start with
It's cool.
I mean, it's fine. Let's start with some, great news for Warren and Bruce. Guys.
What could that be?
Guys, I heard about a new study that found drinking 3 cups of coffee a day could protect your heart. Yeah, the study was 80 pages, all one word, no punctuation.
Good news. Good news for the fellas. Only 3 cups a day protects your heart. The 27 cups they have, I don't know if it does or not.
Yeah, they might be overprotecting.
Yeah, that's right. A little too much, maybe. Too much of a good thing, they like to say. You know, Halle Berry is in some scary movies.
Yeah, she is.
She likes it. She really likes to be scared, according to at least what she has to say.
I love the adrenaline rush. I love being scared. I love not knowing what's going to happen. I love, especially when it's a psychological horror movie.
Yeah, she's in those kinds of movies, which...
Those are the kind I can at least give a chance to once in a while.
Well, I watched the trailer of Never Let Go, the new Halle Berry movie, and I'm just going to tell you, Kevin, that you're not going to you watch this movie.
It's too much.
Oh, man.
Life's been hard on you, boy, since the world ended. But remember, one touch without a rope on is all it takes.
And it shows them, like, walking outside the house with a rope connected to them. And, you know, the house is providing the protection, and they have to chant this thing.
Wood. Shelter to the pure and good.
Oh. Right. Oh, no.
And never wrong.
Oh, no.
What is Halle Berry?
Oh, God. No. I can't even watch the trailer.
Scary monster? What
no,
is
she's,
she?
I think she's the mom of the children, and she's trying to protect them in the house and the whole... Oh, man. I got to... Hold on. Let me pause this trailer so I can continue with the show. Kevin, you're never going to see that movie. Just wanted to let you know she's in a movie.
No, yeah. That one seems like too much.
This is how you know. Like, what? That was the movie that you were in. That's the movie that you filmed, and you thought, I'm going to bring my kids.
My son, no. My daughter went to the screening, and I stupidly thought she could handle it. And it was like one of my dumb mom moments. She left crying.
Yeah. So, so yeah.
Oops.
Right.
How old is her daughter? Do we know?
You know what? That's a good question. There was only a way.
I feel feel like every day you say that at some point.
She's 16. Well, she's 16 and was crying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get why you thought maybe she could handle it.
I understand. Yeah, you're like, oh, she's a teenager. It's fine. She
I'm
knows.
53
it's
53
just...
and I'd be bawling.
No question about it. Oh, and we got some more advice from Mr. Wonderful. Pay attention, everybody.
Never merge your finances together. So many marriages dissolve, not because of infidelity, because of financial stress. And you have to have your own identity. Don't let emotions get in the way of that. I don't care how in love you are. You keep your account to yourself.
Was that a goat impression or was that a reaction?
I mean, I don't know if that works for everybody. Yeah. Mr. Wonderful.
Well, he's the guy who knows.
Yeah, he's a real ray of sunshine, isn't he?
It's very matter of fact. Yeah. He doesn't like it. He'd probably bring his 16-year-old to a scary movie, too.
Yeah, get over it, kid.
Get over it. So what, you're crying? I know it's scary. Whatever. And there's your audio vault for a Wednesday. It is the 18th day of September, 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So she's like, actually, that's pretty expensive. I was like, is it really? She's like, yeah, $8 for a chucket.
Kevin James.
That's an $8 chucket. And we're not going to say that again.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But we'll play a recording of it.
Yeah, that's fine. It was successfully stated and then moved on. Don't forget the app is there for you. It's super simple. You just download it wherever you can get an app. You can get that Coyote Country app. Just search Coyote Country. Take us with you wherever you go. And there we are in your pocket, purse, or palm. That came out okay, too. You never know. Guys, you just sometimes you never know. In your head, it sounds great, and then you start to say it, and you don't know. Well, here's what we do know. We've got a lot of stuff to give away today, including the fact that Thomas Rhett is going to be at the Spokane Arena on September 18th. Wait, that's today. Is that today? Is he going to be there today? Oh, a year from now, Kevin. All right. So I think you'll have time to plan if you win these tickets. If you'd like to win the tickets to see Thomas Rhett and Tucker Wetmore, 509-441-0999. That's the number to call right here, right now. We're going to play a fun game we call the father-son game. Fun game, father-son game. Pretty simple. You just have to identify the famous father and son. I don't know if it gets much simpler than that.
Oh, because Thomas Rhett is a famous son of a famous father.
That's correct.
I got it now.
Yeah. You picked up on what we're laying down here?
Old Red Akins.
Yeah, absolutely. Still famous, I would say, because of all the songwriting. Is that, don't you think that's true?
Yeah, he does real well with the songwriting, doesn't he?
And I think that's fun that he, I'm sure he wrote a lot of songs before he was, you know, a singer and then got his run at the singing part. And then I think sometimes the guys who are really good at writing songs are like, yeah, you know, the singing part might be overrated. And then they go back to writing songs because it's just, you know, on your own terms, I feel like. As opposed to sometimes when you're a singer and you got to do the touring and the
album. There's a lot of not on your terms.
There's a lot of other stuff. So I think that's why Thomas Rhett's dad just went that way, which is awesome. Let's say hi to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it. We're going to do a game called Father-Son, the Father-Son game. All right, Jeremy, and this is how it's going to work. We have three audio clips and then just two clues. So there's five total father-son, famous father-son duos, okay?
And I'm not mistaken, that's a potential of 10 points if you know the father and the son.
Wow, look at you go, Kevin. That's good math, dude. So all you have to do is tell us the famous father-son duo, okay? And we'll start it with an audio. We'll rotate. We'll do one audio and then one just spoken, one verbal. And then we'll do an audio and then a verbal. You know, if you get half of them right or more than half, we're going to give you the tickets. So all I got to do is have a passing grade, okay?
All right. Hard.
All right, let's see. It can be. Yes, I am aware. All right, here is your first famous father-son duo. Name it. It's going to be an audio one, and here you go.
But your father lived by a philosophy, a principle, really. He believed that if you could do good things for other people, you had a moral obligation to do those things.
Because I'm me. I'm different. I just have a different constitution. I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, you know, I got tiger blood, man.
He's got tiger blood, man. name that famous father-son duo.
Martin Sheen, Charlie Sheen.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Bravo.
This guy's not messing around, guys.
Yeah. Show off.
Not messing around. Martin Sheen. Yes, and Charlie Sheen. You got Tiger
Charlie
Blood,
Sheen's
man.
Voice is so
recognizable. Yeah, man. I got Tiger Blood, man. Yeah.
Gosh, that was so... How long ago was that? That's got to be like 10 years ago.
That's been a minute, yeah. All right, Jeremy, very good. Here's this clue number two. The father, who was in Spartacus, is considered one of the greatest male actors of the classic Hollywood cinema. The son, married to Catherine Zeta-Jones, is known for playing Gordon Gekko in Wall Street. What famous father-son duo is that?
Kirk Douglas and Michael Douglas.
Wow. Guys,
you are good at this today. You are good today.
Mr. Hollywood.
Look at this man go. All right, we'll switch a little eras for you, genres, and let's see what you do with this audio version of a father-son duo.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? I'm about cooking something up with me.
I say leave me alone. I'm singing all night long. It's a family tradition.
Jeremy, you're batting 1,000 so far. What do you think?
Hank Williams and Hank Williams Jr.
Look at him go.
Yeah,
he's undefeated. Wow, you are really, really smart. Why are you listening to us? Let's give you a verbal clue here. The father who shares the first name of a famous comic book series played pro football for the New Orleans Saints. His son, whose brother played football as well, was the quarterback for the Colts and the Broncos. What famous father-son duo are we talking about?
Archie Manning and Peyton Manning.
This guy right here. This guy right here. Let's see if you can run the table here, Jeremy. I mean, you've already going to get yourself the tickets. Let's go with the final father-son duo. Here's an audio clue for you.
Welcome, everybody, to the 76th Emmy Awards, also known as broadcast TV's biggest night for honoring movie stars on streaming services.
I'd like to dip you in Cheese Whiz and spread you over a Ritz cracker from not being too subtle.
What's that father-son duo?
I do not know that one.
Okay, well,
that was the toughest one, I think.
It was, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
It's Eugene and Dan Levy. They were doing the Emmys, and of course they did Potty's Creek and some other stuff too. But you know what? You got enough to win. Let's give it up for them, you guys. Yeah. That was well done.
Very well done.
Well done, yeah. Two tickets to go see Thomas Rhett. A year from today, now, I just out of curiosity, have you already made plans for a year from today, or are we okay?
Well, it'll fall close to our anniversary, so it'll probably be an anniversary present.
Oh, man. Oh, that's perfect. How great is that to have that taken care of already?
I know.
How many years will it be next year?
24.
All right. Awesome.
Excellent.
Very good. All right, Jeremy, hold on for 1 second, my friend. Well done. Good job on the father-son, famous father-son. That was impressive, guys.
Yeah, he was real good. Table.
Yeah, I mean, you know, also sometimes on the phone it's harder to hear in the whole 9 yards, so yeah. Well done, buddy. All right. Coming up in just a little bit here, we're going to qualify somebody for the CMA Flyaway. The Big 99.